All right, I apologize for the delay. Let's see. All right, it looks like the Aries Working Group met yesterday. Was anyone able to attend this call?
I did. We talked about had a cool demo of a native iOS Aries library in Swift, which appears to be on the way to donation to Hyperledger as part of the Aries project, which is really cool. We also talked about DIDCOM V2 interop. Credit goes to Lance from RootsID, who has done a lot of work in this area. And it starts to feel a lot like we're going to start defining AIP version 3 with DIDCOM V2 as a foundational basis for that. So that is in the beginning stages, the very beginning stages, not at the end of conclusion or anything, but that appears to be moving forward in the community.
All right, very cool. Thank you, Sam. Looks like Aries Bifold met last week. Was anyone able to attend the Bifold user group? All right, looks like they're working on some OCA stuff and some bugs, if anyone wants to dive into that. Aries Cloud Agent met a couple days ago. Was anyone able to attend the Cloud Agent Python users group?
Yep, the traction demo and Akamai plugins architecture was put forward. So some of the things we'll hear about today. And then presentation from ID Union on how to use, or an idea for using interacting between an OpenID Connect relying party and a DIDCOM, you know, Akamai holder for providing proofs. So using out of band to connect between them, or at least to share a credential. So interesting approach. The other topics will carry on next week, but there was good discussion on this idea of getting started on combining OpenID and Akamai. And this built on another presentation done a few weeks before at Akapug, also on the same topic.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Stephen. Let's see. Looks like Aries Go met last week. Was anyone able to attend the Framework Go planning meeting? All right, looks like they were discussing some DIDCOM V2 stuff. Aries Framework JavaScript met today. I'm not sure if anyone was able to attend this meeting. Was anyone there? All right, they were talking about some credential delay and DIDCOM V2 support. Let's see. Looks like Ursa's next meeting was set for November 23rd. Was anyone able to attend the Hyperledger Ursa meeting? All right, well, you can find their meeting recordings here if you're interested in following up on that one. Trust over IP has not met very recently. Looks like the technology stack working group met on the 28th. Was anyone able to attend this TOIP meeting?
Hey, this is Sandy here. I was there. Primarily, I think it was, I'm just trying to recollect, there was, like you said, because the holidays, not too much attendance, but it was mainly driven, and I think Danielle, I think maybe was there, and we kind of went over the, you know, summarization of what happened at the IAW, you know, seminar in California. That was primarily it, and there were a few other things, but nothing more specific.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Sandy.
And by the way, there's supposed to be a AITF meeting. I think, in fact, supposed to be at noon today. So for the AI and Metaverse technology framework from the technology stack. In fact, I think there was supposed to be a technology stack meeting this morning at 10, which I couldn't because I had a conflict with my work. So I don't know, have the updates from there, but I do plan to attend the one at noon.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate you reporting back to us.
Yep. Thank you.
Looks like there was a concepts and technology meeting on the 21st. Was anyone able to attend this TOIP meeting? Okay. Looks like they were discussing some terminology for Toolbox 2.0. Diff did come.
This week was a users group, and we talked about some of the compatibility concerns, but one of the things that came out of that was that it would be really useful to have some test agents stood up. And so one of them that was brought up was the just ability to do a trust ping, which is a very crazy simple protocol. But if you can successfully execute a trust ping with another agent, then there's a lot of things work. And so which is really useful. I volunteered to work on that. And so I'm working on a very simple trust ping only DIDCOM V2 agent for that purpose.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Sam. Looks like the interoperability group was canceled for IOW and has not met since.
Actually, the interop group met Wednesday. I have not heard the recording yet, but Paul Knowles reported on overlays concept architect, overlays, OCA, the overlays architecture. So that might be an interesting one to have heard what the latest update is on that. I'm going to catch up on it when I get a chance.
All right. Good to know. Thank you, Stephen. I will make sure this section gets updated. Awesome. I believe that is it for our community updates then. I will pass it over to you, Kyle, if you'd like to start sharing.
Tim, there's one other you're missing, which is the Anoncred's work that's going on. So we met on Monday and had a really interesting conversation, for those not aware of this, that from Mike Lauder, who talked about some new work he has done and what could be the foundation of an Anoncred's next generation with a number of really interesting features and so on that can be implemented with different cryptography primitives. So interesting presentation.
All right. So you're suggesting to add that at the bottom. There's an
Anoncreds. You might want to add an Anoncreds. I think that's more active than some of the other things that are structured that are in there.
All right. Sounds good. I can definitely do that.
Stephen, do you have a wiki link?